Bill and I have come prepared to talk about some general concepts and to motivate a discussion about the breadth of what public health informatics can do to support improvements in health and what public health informatics needs to do to have that kind of direct impact. So what I'm here to talk about are some fairly broad general ideas. How many of you went to the opening sessions this morning? So you heard Ken Thorpe talk. I'm going to talk a little bit about what Ken said. Hopefully that's all right. And I know we have a few folks here who principally are from the global health audience. How many of you are really outside the U.S. coming here to this conference? So just a few. So I think what I'm going to say applies generally to the rest of the world. I'd like to think it does, but it very much is U.S.-centric. Let's see. So, I'm going to have to jump through some things fairly quickly because I want to get Bill up so we can talk a bit about the components of this e-health strategy. What I want to focus on here is to point out about our changing health system and the implications that that has for public health practice. This shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. I want to mention something about measuring health what I'd like to call the intermediary role, is I think we are at a point with public health where informatics is becoming a foundational discipline. Now, those of us with backgrounds in epidemiology might say, wait a minute, epi is the foundational science of public health, and laboratory sciences are the foundational parts of public health. Well, I think informatics is joining that crowd. We can't operate in modern, sophisticated U.S. at least, and I think increasingly the rest of the world, without information at our fingertips. Everybody demands it. Wayne and Joe were talking about the breadth of data that people want at their fingertips, and it's not getting smaller, it's getting more. And the more of it they want, the more timely they want it, and the more granular they want it. So this is the challenge for public health informatics. But if you walk away and take nothing else out of this session, in my opinion, we have to start to measure this discipline by its direct measurable impact on health outcomes. So let me start this way. I've had the good privilege of being part of an Institute of Medicine committee that for the last 2 years, thankfully it's almost over, has been involved in looking at some of the major strategies for improving the public's health. We put out this book, The Role of Measurement in Action and Accountability, last December, January. This book I recommend to all of you. You can pull it off the web in PDF form if you go to the IOM site. But we make a couple of points here. One is that in the U.S., we have a very high investment and a very poor return on health. We are the best in the world at spending money on health. Go USA! But we're not doing so well when it comes to what matters. We rank 49th in life expectancy. We passed the health reform legislation. Problematic as that was, and it at best is part of the solution. But the other part is really changing the conditions for health. And then this is really now public health guy speaking to a public health audience. This isn't just about medical care. It's about all the things that we have to do. So it begins with changing the conditions for health, right? And that means we begin with data and indicators. Because what we know is that what's not measured isn't done. And what is measured may not always be done, but it's hard to ignore, isn't it? and what's measured can facilitate mutual accountability. I was in a global health workshop yesterday afternoon, and this same point came up. We all know it. You've got to measure it to see it. You've got to measure it if you're going to manage it. And public health informatics lies at the core of being able to do that. So those of you who are programmatic people here, thank God you're at this meeting. Those of you who see yourselves as informaticists, we need to start understanding that we have to help make it clear what that health investment's all about. And that measuring health outcomes and their determinants isn't really sufficient for galvanizing action and facilitating change, but it is a first step. I like to say it this way. It's about holding up the mirror to a community and saying, this is the picture of us, or the picture of you, this community. Do you like what you see? That's kind of the public health role, and it's certainly at the core of what I think is informatics. So in this book, we talk about requiring the many sectors and stakeholders that make up a real health system. So when we talk about data exchange, we are talking about lots of different parties, not just hospitals, not just medical practice offices, but lots of parties. And if we look at the disease profile in the U.S. today, we know that a lot of people are dying from chronic diseases. One out of every two adults had at least one chronic illness. I'm at the leading edge of the baby boom, sadly. I got my Medicare card this year. You want to talk about a depressing moment. Very few of you in this room have had to experience that, but it isn't exactly my highlight of my life. But, and Joe's got one. Sue's got one. How many have a Medicare card in this audience? Okay, a few of you. Us very proud crew of oldsters. But you know what? A quarter of us entering Medicare coverage have diabetes. That is going to break the bank. We have to do something about these things. Arthritis is our most common cause of disability, and diabetes, leading cause of kidney failure and limb amputations. Environmental health. We know all about global environmental change and what that can bring to us, and big disasters and what we have to do to respond to them. Quick few statistics about occupational health. And I'm just trying to cover kind of the waterfront here of what public health is involved in and what public health has to think about, and therefore what public health informatics is all about. It's about a lot of things. We are right now kind of caught in the moment of meaningful use, and the myopia that comes from that kind of intense focus has got a good side, and it's got a bit of a downside, but it's promoting serious action in certain places, but there are a lot of other parts that require attention. Preparedness, certainly. We've come to see, just as the previous talk, our colleagues from the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, we are now at the point of baking this in. 10 years ago, we were all talking about, could this be done? And you guys and many, many others have started to do that. But we have a changing health system. So here's the proposition. So we have to change in response to this changing health system and the changing health profile of our communities. And I want to keep saying that. I think it's about a community focus. People care about where they live, the organizations they're a part of, where they seek care, what their life is like. And that's where our data environment really, I think, has to focus. But what do we have? We have an unsustainable status quo. We have healthcare costs that are out of control. We are struggling like crazy in the U.S. and struggling and not very successfully to move to value-based purchasing. And we know we need to reduce inequities in access and quality. So we need to improve the preventable fraction. That's one way to think about it. This, I think, is my most pithy summation of what is informatics going to be about. It's going to be about helping reduce, in public health, that which can, that part of the disease burden that can be reduced. And that we have to learn over time if our investment in informatics and information systems and ultimately in health investment is yielding an improvement in health and at what cost. The current budget debate, we all know, is just the prelude to a pretty ugly decade ahead, I think. And those of us involved in the information system side of health are going to be pressed more and more to prove that what we do has a bottom-line health impact. Dr. Eric Goosby, the ambassador for global AIDS, put it this way to us. He said, I know what I can do with antiretroviral medications. I know what those pills do. Show me that what you do is of equal value. That is a very difficult standard to meet. But it's a very rational statement by a top policymaker, isn't it? He can produce life-saving benefit, or he can invest in us. So what are we going to do? Dave Kendick put it this way. How healthy can a state be? I missed my why. Anyway, that's supposed to say, how healthy can a state be? Dave Kendig and a few others published a paper last year in Public Health Reports looking at this topic. But I think that's another sort of twist on what is the ultimate way to assess the value of public health informatics. It should be helping close that burden between where we are within any given community in terms of health and where it's possible to be. Hence, I think I would like to argue that our role is that of a community health intermediary, that we work to assure that information that's gathered about persons and their communities is put to use in ways that advance health. That's my take on what we as informaticians are about. So, quickly, some summary of these sort of drivers that we all know about. Patient-centered care, what's that mean? Well, it means we're going to invest a ton of money in electronic health record systems. Now, part of that ton of money is going to go towards knowing what the payers are paying for. Did care get given according to evidence-based protocol? Or did the clinician sort of wing it? Well, the people who are paying the bills now care about that. They're sort of past the generation of we'll just pay for whatever the smart doctor gives. We're now just saying, well, we'd like to know that we got the value that we paid for. And these systems are supposed to help do that. But they're also going to help us in public health in lots of other ways. Or they're going to hurt us if we don't get on the standards train and really be a part of making this whole system, automated system, work for us. Interconnected health system, just what we've been talking about. So making patient data available at the point of service to providers would be lovely. How many of you have to deal with a chronic illness or caring, acting as the care manager for a family member with serious chronic illness? Has anybody had that experience? It's pretty awful, isn't it? You are the care coordinator. You are the medical record. You are everything. So we have a promise, a vision about health information exchange, electronic health records, that's going to help us. I really hope it does, because it's awful right now, and it leads to lots of bad care. My daughter was in the hospital a week ago, and she has several really serious illnesses. One of them is celiac disease. She needs a gluten-free diet. Simple enough, right? Right on the medical record says gluten-free. Right on the food cart, when it comes up on the thing, says gluten-free. Twice, she got gluten diet. Made her very, very sick. Hallelujah for good health care. So we have a long way to go. I just, as one who lives this stuff, I can tell you, we are a big, big distance from what the vision is all about. I think the vision is right, but unless, and this is back to my point about economics, unless we can make these tools actually reduce those mistakes, and unless we can make these tools produce information that starts to reduce community health burden, we're actually failing. There's a lot been said about consumer-directed care. I just put up a couple of sites, if you haven't been to them, Patients Like Me, absolutely phenomenal for those who've had to live through something awful like ALS. 2Diabetes, a different kind of a model, but a lot's happening there, but surprisingly, it's amazing what isn't. Think about personal health records. They really haven't gone anyplace. I don't know why, but they haven't. I was hoping that that might have a beneficial impact for public health, something we'll have to be watching. Community-centered health. Well, we placed something of a bet with health reform and the Prevention Health Trust Fund that we will stimulate community-centered health. my bet is that money's not going to hang around very long because that's the easiest money in the world for Congress to cut. But I have my hopes that this will stimulate a new dynamic in communities about doing things for their health that are going to be help public health go way beyond just health care. And we'll start to see those other determinants of health in action. And, of course, we know public health. We've all got lots of indicators. The IOM study I referred to spoke to this problem directly, and I would encourage you to read that book. We have a case of indicatoritis. We are really good in the U.S. at measuring indicators of all sorts of things. And in fact, globally, we have the same phenomenon. The trouble is that when you have that much information, you don't have information. We don't have a consistent way of measuring health in the U.S. We don't have a consistent way of relating our health expenditures to our progress or lack thereof in health. So it would actually, this is a glorious affirmation of us and all of our state efforts, but it's also a statement of another change that I think we have to make. We have to start to work together in a more nationally collaborative, consistent way, that we have indicators that are uniform at the federal, the state, regional, local levels, so that people can see their locality in a consistently measured way relative to the state and to the nation and to the world, frankly. This is a big challenge, but if we don't measure things in a more consistent way, we really are kind of making any picture we want to make. So it doesn't have a lot of power. And then globally, I just want to just say that I have found, as I've worked around the world, particularly in very low-resource settings, that most of what we do in health is consistent. And at the level of patient care and at the level of the business processes of public health, the work is essentially the same. What is different is that at the local health department in the U.S., you've got good electricity. You've got good internet access, and you've got a nice facility. But at the level of the work, we do a lot of the same stuff. So my appeal is that we in the U.S. be thinking that we're a part of the rest of the world. And in fact, activities that are developing in many countries ultimately can benefit us and vice versa. And that our work at the enterprise architecture level applies universally, as I think it does. So I want to get to where now I bring up Bill. What we're talking about, so, is an agenda for public health for informatics looking forward. Let's look for the next 5 years, maybe 10 years, but let's start thinking about the breadth of the agenda that we need to have. So where will the puck be? Well, the word was already mentioned today about enterprise. That is a problematic word in public health. What is our enterprise, and can we action and function like one? And can we finance this? Dr. Stu Berman sitting over here, and I will point him out, and you can all tackle him later, represents one of the larger centers at CDC that deals with infectious disease programs that promote program work across the U.S. in STDs, HIV, hepatitis, TB. These programs are, in a way, programs of excellence, but they are programs that we have to figure out how to change. They're programs that we have to figure out how to integrate in a way, allow to be integrated in a way that we build a common infrastructure that we don't have now. The person-centric e-health record. What should this mean for public health? Joe and Wayne talked a bit about what it's already meaning for syndromic surveillance, but what else can and should it mean? I don't think we have really specified that very well yet, and if we don't, we're going to miss that train. Is there an imperative to be standards-based and possibly to have certified public health systems? And can the U.S. join the rest of the world? Now, I know that there is a session tomorrow morning, a breakfast kind of a session. Beatrice, do you want to raise your hand and stand up? Woohoo! look for this woman. one of the leaders in developing a public health work group for ISO and getting at the where public health U.S. can play in the international standards organization. Community-centered health, you know, how will we support that idea or those ideas with information? This actually is going to be a big challenge, I think, for local health departments. Can they have the information management capability to do it? And in the sense of global health, more and more I'm saying, is the U.S. public health really different? I don't think we are. So we have a vision for e-public health. It has to do with being valued partners in improving population health through effective use of health information exchange and technologies. And I have a couple points to make, and then I want to ask Bill to come up. First is financing the population health infrastructure. I think this is very non-trivial. We don't have a clue. And right now the IOM committee I'm a part of is working on this, and we'll make some recommendations in a few months. But we need to build a new generation of information systems that can respond to breaking events, that can reuse openly available components, that can monitor trends with local precision, that connect with those who need to take action, and that systems that inform policy. We have a very demanding agenda or set of challenges. But to do this, I think we have some critical capacities that we have to think about for public health, and this is where I'm going to leave you and turn you to Bill. But think about this. If you could restructure a public health department today, how would you do it? I would like to argue that it needs at least these components. It needs an information management capability. That's how we should be thinking about the capability, not the 10 essential services, not the three core functions. We have to think about the things we have to be able to do. A health department should be able to manage information broadly, not just the HIV program or the TB program or the STD program or the heart disease program. But we have to be able to manage a broad array of information to inform many, many purposes. We need a standardized accounting system. We cannot uniformly say how much it costs us from place to place to do basic public health work. And therefore, we can't set standards or even get any idea of what constitutes good. So we don't promote evidence-based practice. And how are we going to get to performance standards if we can't do that? So we need an e-public health strategy, and we need a new approach to financing. We have to relate spending to outcomes. Basically, we need some smart strings. So I'm asking for some punishment here. It's not going to be fun to be held accountable in that way, but we need to relate spending to outcomes. We need to be looking for cross-sector leverage. This is where the bonus bucks come in. Get others to work with us and help. Public health has got to get out of the health department and work broadly with the community. And we need to rethink oversight. So the federal agencies need to move away from control and more to informing and helping. I think that's my set of solution for those needs. At this point, I'd like to introduce Bill Brand, and he's going to summarize what we've been doing about e-public health strategy.